You are listening to Sunday morning service at Unity of Tustin. Unity of Tustin is a vibrant spiritual community committed to individual and collective awakening through sacred teachings and practices, one God, one heart, many paths. Now, Reverend Clive de la Porte.
And in honor and celebration of International Earth Day, our message today is titled The Stewardship of Life. The Stewardship of Life. And the affirmation, the stewardship of life empowers me to live with recognition, respect, and responsibility for all demonstrations of divine life. Living on planet Earth, for me personally, is a daily demonstration of awe and wonder. I live in the daily awareness that life is both a mystery and a miracle, tinged with some magic in it as well. You know, it is almost mind-boggling that we live on a planet that has a circumference. It is a ball hanging in space. And as we are standing here in our sanctuary today and you are at home, everything seems to be pretty stable and under control. I'd like to share with you some observations about our life on planet Earth and our place in the universe as part of our message today that I hope don't scare you. Be sure to be sitting down. But I'd like to remind you that we are living on a planet that is in the shape of a ball that is spinning around its axis. And that if you are living on the equator part of this planet, you are spinning at about 1,000 miles an hour. Think about that for a moment. The planet is spinning at about 1,000 miles an hour. If I was driving in a motor car at 1,000 miles an hour, I'd probably be wearing my safety belt, a helmet, and some other protective gear. It gets a little better. Not only is our planet spinning at 1,000 miles an hour, it's orbiting the sun in our solar system. And the speed of our orbit around the sun is about 66,000 miles an hour. So, are you sitting down? Not only are we spinning at 1,000 miles an hour, we are being drawn into the sun's gravitational field, thrown out again in orbit at 66,000 miles an hour. And then one last consideration, as if that wasn't enough. The universe is expanding out from its center. Everything in the universe, every one of the bodies in the universe, our solar system and our planet included, is moving away from the center of the universe at about 7,000 miles an hour. And so here we are on this beautiful planet, in a life that seems to be so safe and secure, but we're spinning at 1,000 miles an hour, we're orbiting at 66,000 miles an hour, and we are flying through universal space at 7,000 miles an hour. This to me is a miracle. It is a demonstration of a divine presence and power far beyond my limited human understanding. It allows me to wake up every single day in celebration of God's wisdom, God's intelligence, God's presence and power in my life, and in particular on this planet that we call home. And so the stewardship of life today is centered around a text from the Jewish scriptures in the book of Genesis and chapter 1, where the creation of the universe and the earth is explained in spiritual terms. Part of that scripture says this: "Then God said, 'Let us make mankind in our image and in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and the livestock and all animals and creatures on the ground.'" So God created mankind in God's own image. In the image of God were they created. Male and female, God created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and rule over it." In that last piece of the scripture, where God blesses mankind, both male and female, and gives them the authority to be fruitful and multiply and have ruling and dominion over the planet, therein do we find our commission to be good stewards of planet Earth. And so how do we execute our stewardship of planet Earth? So often we take that word in that scripture that says rule over as a license to be inconsiderate of other forms of life on the planet. My reading of that is different. In that scripture, I see that word multiply and the word rule as creating our responsibility to recognize and respect the divinity of all life. And for us as humankind, to take on that role of making sure that the planet, the consciousness of the planet, and the condition of the planet continues to grow in its demonstration of divine good as an expression of the perfection of divine life. And so we fulfill our divine blessing and we fulfill our divine commandment to be fruitful and to multiply by recognizing the divinity of all life, by respecting the divinity of all life, and by taking responsibility for our role in making sure that the planet continues in its wholeness and healthy expression of divine life. God gave us that commandment to be fruitful and to multiply. In that instruction, we find the desire in our hearts to be agents and activists for divine good in the world. That in what we think and what we say and what we do collectively, that we work together with all expressions of life form to demonstrate more fully the grace and good of God as it exists on planet Earth. And herein we find our celebration today, that we as human beings, together with all life forms on this planet, and all animals and all sentient beings can recognize in ourselves and in everything the oneness, the union, and the harmony of the divine expressing on planet Earth. My prayer for you today and for us at Unity of Tustin, that we might live with greater appreciation of the presence and power of God expressing as life on planet Earth.
Unity of Tustin is supported through your generous tithes and love offerings. To support Unity of Tustin online, please click the donate button on our homepage. Thank you for listening.